Welcome to House Matters, the program that highlights happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, lawmakers pass legislation to provide harsher penalties for human trafficking. The details and more after the break. Stay with us.
Testing microphone check. You see me? Yo! This is Tyrus Riley, singy, entertainer, artist, songwriter, musician. I stayed in school, and because I stayed in school, I learned how to read music, write music. You know what I mean? You need school to start before you go anywhere else. That part help you achieve your goals. Music, we say, and school, we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
Harsher penalties are coming for persons convicted of human trafficking. This as the House of Representatives on Tuesday passed amendments to the Trafficking in Persons Prevention, Suppression and Punishment Act. Based on the new provisions, convicted persons can be imprisoned for up to 20 years, with provision for the court to impose an additional 10 years if the offender commits any other offense while trafficking persons. The legislation also increases from 10 to 20 years the period of imprisonment for persons who knowingly receive financial or other benefits from human trafficking.
As we recognize that trafficking in persons is indeed modern-day slavery, a sophisticated and highly lucrative form of organized crime, we intend therefore to reflect the truly egregious nature of the crime with an appropriately severe penalty.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. Minister Bunting stated that the amended act, intended to bring Jamaica in line with international obligations, will allow the country to improve its standing with the U.S. State Department's Trafficking in Persons report. This as the new provisions take into account that trafficking often involves other offenses such as assault, carnal abuse, rape, child pornography, forced labor, and forced begging.
Now, unlike previously, where an offender who commits an offense akin to trafficking in persons was prosecuted under another statute, and this could not be reflected as a trafficking in persons prosecution for reporting purposes, the inclusion of offenses akin to TIP under the TIP Act now rectifies this anomaly and allows us to report on the full measure of our anti-trafficking in persons efforts.
Leader of Opposition Business, Delroy Chuck, in expressing his support, noted that the bill is important within the context of the country's international relations. Jamaica was recently upgraded from Tier 2 watch list to Tier 2 on the U.S. State Department's Trafficking in Persons report. The government has been tackling the problem through a number of initiatives, including legislative amendment, public education, and prosecution of persons involved in human trafficking. Modernization of the intellectual property legislative framework is integral to the government's efforts to develop the creative industries. This from Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton, as he opened the debate on the Trademarks Amendments Act in Parliament on Tuesday. According to Minister Hilton, passage of the bill will improve the business and commercial environments for the growth of creative industries, which he says is one of the critical pillars of the economic growth agenda. He states that the provisions will ensure that trademark holders are afforded protection based on international best practices.
This will no doubt augur well for improving Jamaica's present status in the International Doing Business Report in the Global Forum. This, Mr. Speaker, will also show that Jamaica is indeed serious about international trade and will therefore enhance the appeal of the logistic hub to potential investors.
Among the specific features of the bill are to provide for the revocation of a trademark as a result of non-use or disuse for a period of 5 years without good reason, and to establish the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, as the organization responsible for carrying out the duties of registrar under the Act. Debate on the bill will continue at the next sitting of the lower house on July 16. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.